Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And Chef Brian McDermott joins me now to go through some healthy comfort food options as the nights get darker and the days get colder. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
Do you prefer winter food to summer food? Now, come on, be honest.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I do. It does too. Not sound weird. Yeah, good. Yeah, I am with you. Lights are out, the blinds are shut, the fire might be lit, the heat's on, and there's something just bubbling away in the background that is going to taste amazing. You can't beat that.
And in Ireland, we're good at the old winter food, aren't we? We're good at the stews and the soups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's what reared us, let's be honest. And it's all the big pots from the days of the broth right through to, you know, the pot roasts or the stews or the casseroles. And I suppose today I am aging my bets, sort of saying, look, we're not just there yet with those deep, deep colours. We can hold on. I think it's like the daylight. We can hold on to a little bit more of what's left with colour, vibrancy, still eating the right type of foods at night. But what is comfort? To me, comfort food is knowing you've got food made in advance, or knowing you've got something simple to put together, Claire, and that everyone that you're going to share it with is going to enjoy it, and you're not going to get any whinging from children. You're just back from school. That, to me, is comfort food.
If only. No whinging would be great at any time of the year. So listen, it's time to dust off the slow cooker, really. Maybe that's more for when we're in the depths of winter. And you spoke about colour there, and we're going to start with a soup now, which you want to tell us about, which is full of colour, the red lentil and bacon soup.
Yeah, I love this soup because red lentils, firstly, they're very easy and cheap to get, and they're dried. They sit in your store cupboard, and I always pull them out at this time of the year. And the advice is to soak them because they've been lying sleeping, and to put them just into cold water, they'll double up in size, and that does two things. It opens them up so they can take on more flavour in the soup, but also it speeds up the cooking of the soup. And like any soup, for me, Claire, it's about the base. We've often talked about this. Get the base ingredients right and get the flavour right.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you're soaking them overnight, is it, Brian?
No, for about 20 minutes, Claire. Okay. That's all they need. And it's just in tap water, cold water. And then we're going to build up those base flavours of a soup, because forget about a soup kettle where you throw everything in. I just don't think that gets flavour. This is about a bit of oil. This is about sweating out the likes of your onion, a few herbs. I've got carrots in there. I've got a bit of garlic and some smoked bacon. Then we introduce a spice in cumin. Cumin is a lovely warm and spice that isn't overpowering, particularly where there's kids involved. And what I find cumin does is it repeats itself throughout the day. It reminds you of the beautiful flavour you've developed in the soup. And then when you add in a good quality stock, what happens then is the lentils do their work, because you've put them in and they've taken on the spices, the onion, the garlic and a little bit of thyme and bay leaf. Then that stock allows it to just absorb into each little individual bit of lentil. You're simmering that, Claire. You're seasoning it with a bit of salt and pepper. I have a bit of turmeric just to warm up the colour, because it can go a little bit deep red where I want a nice, vibrant, bright orange. You literally blitz the soup once you have sort of allowed it just to simmer till the lentils are cooked. And you get this amazing pulsy, but still a liquidy. All the flavour is in every spoonful of this that you take. And I think it's great for popping into a flask, even for those returning to the offices this week,
yeah,
instead of coffee.
Great idea. Lovely to have at lunchtime. And you're putting a bit of crispy bacon on top and a bit of Parmesan if you fancy it.
Yeah, that's just if you want to get really chefy and show off. You know, you put it out in the bowl and a little bit of the rapeseed oil and some crispy bacon, because there's bacon in there that's smoked already in the flavour. And, you know, a couple of herbs on the top of it. And then you've taken something that, okay, it's a soup, but it's actually a lot more, because I can tell you when you've had one bowl of this, it's like a bowl of porridge. Mm-hmm. It'll release itself throughout the remainder of the evening. And then we mightn't go to the crisp cupboard after about 9 o'clock at night.
That's it. We want to avoid that. Just to let you know, if you're listening and you're interested in making that soup, all of Brian's recipes up on rte.ie/todaycb, including the old reliable cottage pie.
No,
always goes
Claire.
Down a treat in our house.
Oh my God, I'll tell you. I would lock the doors if I'm having cottage pie. No one's getting in and I'm not sharing it, because it just delivers every time. And I think it's a great example of this time of the year, because this is a minced meat rather than big, dark, deep cuts that were cooking for hours. So I think that's what's lovely about it. And it takes on a great amount of flavour. But to get the best flavour out of the minced beef, it's about frying it. it's always back to the base. It's always back to building layers of flavors. And in a beef, you know, beef on its own has a beautiful, almost grassy, manurey, pleasant flavor that comes from good matured beef that's grounded with an element of fat for flavor in there. But we got to build that up with, again, some onions, some garlics that are crushed. And the garlic is optional. And we're putting in into that then the likes of some mushrooms. And these are good, earthy, autumnal flavors that you can say, right, in with the mince, fry it, because you're sealing every little bit of it when it's fried, sealing in the juices, the goodness, nutrition. I just love it when that smell's taking place. And then, as you know, bit of stock, a good quality kind of gravy going in there. And then you can, if you wish, add some carrots and things like that to it, because it's not a shepherd's pie, because a shepherd's pie would be lamb. A cottage pie is beef. That's the main difference. Mm-hmm. And while it's simmering,
I find you to watch the carrots, Brian. If you're putting carrots in there, they're a devil to cook sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, that's where we need to sweat them at the very start. And in this recipe, I've done that. I've actually made that point, Claire, just to make sure that the thing that you're testing here, two things. Thoroughly cook your beef, because we know with minced beef, we've got to thoroughly cook it through. Secondly is the carrot, and we're just sweating so that we're softening it. And the secret behind that is to cut it finely. And I've seen some people that grate it in, because then it cooks instantly and fairly quick and you get these little strands through it. Not as pleasant as a nice diced carrot, but still beautiful. Lots of buttery mash on the top of it. And a good tip for me is, once you have the base of the beef and everything and you pour it into an earthenware dish, let it chill, because when you try to put mashed potato in something that's liquidy and hot, it ends up nearly like a soup type, you know, consistency. If you just let it cool a little bit, then spread the lovely mashed potato with loads of butter in under the grill, half oven, half grill. Bake it for a good 15 to 20 minutes. And I'll tell you, this is just heaven. It's one of my all-time favourites.
Listen, job done. We're all starving after that. Chicken noodle broth is also there. And you have some prawn stir fry tips for us too, Brian. We have them all up on the website. Thank you very much for doing that. rte.ie/todaycb for all of Brian's recipes. Into the winter, into the autumn months with some comfort food. Just a quick look at one of the headlines today. There's been an increase in the number of COVID-19 outbreaks in schools, according to the latest report from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. The majority of those outbreaks, we're told, were in primary schools. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham, researched by Niamh Lyons. Our broadcast coordinator was Louise Carr Ross. Liam Mullen was on sound. And it's over at 12 midday to Ronan Collins.